hugely disappointing for you last night. What went through your head when you went down?
I hurt a little bit and then tried to get back up and realised something wasn't right, so went back down and that was really it, really. Yeah.
Swanee, you're putting in a massive pre-season. We've seen you run for weeks on end. This could be, I guess, 10 to 14 weeks. How do you sort of assess your future at this point, as difficult as that is to us?
I don't know, mate. Like, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what it is. So we'll just play for you, mate, however long amount I'm out. It is what it is. Don't do much about it, so we'll just carry on.
Given you have said 50-50 previously, do you realistically think we might have seen the last one?
Well, hopefully not, but if I'm out for the year or whatever it is, well, then I'll sort of think about it. But, yeah, that's the worst-case scenario. I'd like to get back at some stage, but,
just if we can slip one more in,
last
there.
One,
just how deep is the frustration given all the work you've put in over summer to have it happen in round one?
It's never happened to me before. Well, it's been the most I've ever missed, though. Everyone gets it at some stage, mate, so it is what it is. But, I'll just deal with it, mate. I'll just carry on. I'll keep busy and get a better thing to do.
Just final one, Swanee. Your surgery now, you're determined to get fit and play on.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the go is, mate, like I said. I don't know what I don't know. And I don't know if I have to have surgery or not, so I'll get some scans probably tomorrow. Probably annoy some people on Easter left to come in and scan me, but... if I need surgery, I'll come back and hopefully I'll get back, you know, whether that's 6 weeks or whether that's 20 weeks or somewhere in between, who knows, mate. But I hope that's not my last game, but we'll see how we go.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.